You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio. Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Welcome to 90 Day Soulmate with Lisette
and Jim.
Today we're talking about the book E6 Excellence, originally written for business for a human resources type program in making a presentation at a seminar in Chicago. It is how to coach and consult individuals and teams by putting your house in order. It takes some psychological approaches for best practices for how to hire people in standardized interviews, setting sets of questions, scoring, from looking at gap analyses, mm-hmm. instead of analyses, and as well as looking how to take people from where they are into where they need to be in an organization. Looking at an organization as not only being a company that, say, manufactures a product by taking raw materials and creating something of added value, but also taking in resources, human resources, people, bringing them into this black box of a company and helping add value to them so they become higher valued individuals with better training, mm-hmm. Higher self-esteem, better knowledge, better skills, higher pay, more value to themselves as well as the organization. That's where this book started. But where it went from there is we're going to relate all that into what we call E6 Excellence, creating your ideal future, how to take the lessons we learned from dealing with companies and bring them into your own life and utilize yourself as your own company to help grow yourself. So we'll take a lot of the teachings that we've discussed in the past. We're going to look at some psychological research, and we're going to look at the 6 steps of the E6 Excellence process. So today's show, we'll be talking about the 6 steps of the E6 model. We'll look at psychological research that backs up each step. We'll come up with some key takeaways, and then moving forward, what you can do to get started on your own journey of self-improvement, of being your own company, gaining better insights, well-being, feeling better. And
So this might remind me that some people asked in last week how to engineer is involved in relationship, the psychology part, but I guess the unique point is try to keep the knowledge from engineering and mixing with psychology.
Yeah, what I've always tried to do is, what are they called, metaphors or similes, or where things are, this is like that. Mm-hmm. And growing up as an electrical engineer, even from the time of high school dealing with electronic circuits, I always thought of, you know, what is a circuit and how is that like the human body, that you have energy and you can put it into something physical, like you can put it into a motor, right? So I have energy, my motor is my limbs, my arms, my all that. Or energy goes into a computer, and what does a computer do? It thinks, it processes. Okay, that's my brain. And you look at that and go, okay, how do you take something that might be for business and say, how does this work with humans, the mm-hmm. human organism? And if it works for business as an organism, because you know that when you incorporate a business that you're actually creating an entity, you're creating a personality, mm-hmm. that by incorporating a business or creating an LLC, you've created an entity that you have to then give it structure. And that structure is basically those components that we've spoken about in the past, like in systems thinking. We talk about the soul, and we talk about the soul being what gives us vision and inspiration and motivation. Mm-hmm. And then you have the physical,
objective.
The objectives.
Yeah.
Then you have your thoughts, right? The thinking process. And you go through all those things, and that's the same thing that you can relate what the business has to what a human does. In fact, the IRS considers a business an entity. It gives it a number, like an EIN, right? An employer identification number, mm-hmm. just like you have a Social Security number, mm-hmm. right? The Social Security number you have gives you your identity. Well, business gets its Social Security number. As an EIN or employer identification number, and it is now an entity, a business entity, but it has its own personality, its own culture, its own processes, its people. What we try to do is meld the two together, and that's what today's show's about. Let's get into today's show. Let's start talking about the E6 process and what it is, and its six steps. And six steps of creating your ideal future. Expect, setting expectations. Equip, equipping yourself for success. Evaluate, looking at where you are now and where you want to go and what's necessary. It's basically that gap analysis. Emote, we're going to be talking about emotional intelligence as well as psychological traits and how to build them up and strengthen them. Educate, now that you've done a bunch of this stuff, what do I need to know? What do I need to learn in order to do better in all those areas I'm trying to achieve? And then lastly, engage. Engage can be engage with others, get feedback. You're going to be taking a step back and looking at what you've accomplished. But part of engagement also is this psychosocial aspect, which mm-hmm. is if you do have a little bit of success, is enjoying it with other people. And there's this really profound psychological benefit for doing this, and it has to do with the reward system and training ourselves that a little success reaps a little reward, and you actually program yourself to be an automatic goal-seeking entity. I don't know if you know this, but...
Yeah, that's just interesting.
So a little bit of success rewarded by yourself, to yourself, recognizing your own success, will then program your brain to understand that it gets a reward when it does these things, and it moves you towards those things. So self-reward in a direction that you want to go helps accelerate, build, and set you on automatic pilot in that direction. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that is good.
Neat stuff. Let's get onto the right computer here. So let's talk about expect. What do we talk about when we expect? We're not talking about expecting like a baby, but, you know, what does expecting like a baby mean? You have something that's going to develop over time. What is it? What do you want it to be? Setting expectations will be defining your mission, your vision, and goals. Establishing clear mission and vision for your life and or for an opportunity or for what you want to do, right? So maybe that's a relationship. So again, these can cross over from personal development to relationships to business. Set SMART goals that are communicated clearly. And SMART, and I apologize, I have this head cold going on, as you may be able to hear.
Yeah, me too.
You hear?
Yeah, I feel
it. You hear, you feel it. So SMART goals are specific, measured, or measurable, something that you can actually know when you've hit this goal, and that becomes important for rewarding your own goal. There's another one which is called achievable. You want to have goals that are achievable. Because if you have unachievable goals, you never get that goal. You never reap the benefit or the reward of that goal. And basically, you program yourself to thinking that you can never obtain things you shoot for. So there's a real important reason to have achievable goals. Mm-hmm. Is that when you hit it, you're like, yes, I got it. Now move on to the next one. Some people say, oh, I want to set the goal way up here. Because even if I fall short, I've still accomplished something. Yeah. But if that might be your end goal, have these little goals that get you on your road to success, because the enjoyment of the path is what ensures that day by day we get up, put our feet on the ground, and start walking that path. If we don't like the path because we've had no reward, we'll just stay in bed.
And also when I teach the how to create the KPI for organization, mm-hmm. typically I say you put your metrics and establish a goal, but don't have to be like that you say, so high, and monitor it the first 6 months to see how you are. You put one target achievable. So the people feel it is. After that, you increase your target again. So the target is something that you need to review maybe every 3 or 6 months and evaluate.
So how many people have been involved in get-rich-quick multi-level marketing schemes or programs? Some of them actually do offer good businesses and good products. So I don't want to say that this is bad for every, but a lot of these are people who aren't really doing much right now, see this giant goal of, oh, you can have this big downline and you can make $1 million. And they're immediately thinking, I'm going to make this $1 million. And their actual goal is this week, try to make $50.
Yeah.
Well, that, why should I try that? Because that's not, I want to try to make that $1 million. Well, yeah. If you're not willing to make the work to make the $50, you're not willing to do the work to make the $1 million.
Yes.
And sometimes, and I've been involved in lots of those multi-level marketing companies over my lifetime, before they were on the internet, you know, so going back many years ago. So we want to talk a little bit more about the thing on expect. Research insights in that is studies show that vision clarity and goal setting are associated with higher achievement and higher motivation with cognitive alignment of support systems. And that's from the December 2021 Leadership and Organization Development Journal. I put the word auto in there. When we set a clear vision, mission, and vision, we are programming our brain to automatically start seeking the path to it. Clarifying our goals, our vision, and our mission, and having that written down and reinforced daily, automatically sets our brain in search of things that move us towards that. By not having anything clearly identified, then we are basically letting our brain randomly do whatever it does based upon the thought of the minute. But by knowing, like if we have a goal of, you know, I'm going to go to school for this, and every day you're going, you're taking a new class, you're taking one more step closer to getting the credits, you're moving towards that goal, that mission of getting a degree in engineering or whatever it is, learning how to shoot arrows, you know, that you have something. But if you have that goal clearly written down, your brain's going to automatically figure out how to get there.
Not just reading, also posting, because
post it, right?
You watch every day in a lot.
Get into groups. And also, if you're in a success group, whether that is, say, in music or dance or poetry or art. And what I mean by success, it could just be a group that does it. If that's what you want to learn, get in with others. And this is part of the social or psychosocial aspects of growth and development, is that you can have a support group that helps give you reward, helps teach you, gives you motivation. There's more of a reason to do something. What else do we have on here? Let's go with, we had created a picture of a house. So if you can remember these six things by remembering six aspects of the house, that we want our house, the front door of the house is the what we call the expectation. When someone comes to our house, we want to set the expectation of our house by what our front door looks like, what color it's painted, how clean it is, if there's a welcome mat or a getaway mat. Well, why do people have welcome mats? What do they have? Stay out of here, mats.
No, welcome. No? Come on.
Get away. But that is part of your, quote, mission, vision statement. Your goal statement is what, when the house is to represent these six aspects, and the front door is what sets you up for the expectation of all the other things. So that was one. The other things that we want to talk about, we talk about mission, vision, goals, culture. Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be embarking on something new in your life, a new voyage. I call it a voyage, but it's you sailing somewhere in your life. You can choose to have a new culture. You know what? I'm going to watch my language. I'm going to speak more clearly. I'm going to listen more? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can be.
I'm going to listen more. So part of your mission and vision is setting the culture, and you do this for a company. You can do it for yourself. How do I want to change over this time? What is the personality I want to carry with me? And that you can develop that personality. Some people say, oh, I'll never change. Mm-hmm. Right? And yeah, we have this conversation. You will change, and you'll change a little bit each day. But what you focus on is what you will become. Mm-hmm. And so if you try to be more well-spoken, slow down your pattern of speech, be more...
Maybe more, maybe social. You are shy and you don't want to be in any meeting and stuff. Try to put yourself in
more social. I'm going to go out and see that person that I wouldn't have, because typically I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. You know what? It's worth it to me to go out and see that person for a half an hour, say hello, because I want to change my personality. I want to be more social. I want to be more connected with people as I grow older. I don't want to be less connected with people. As there are fewer people around our age, we need to be connected with more people.
Yes.
So that those are some things that are finding very interesting. So that is expectation. We're going to get more into the E6 program when we come back on 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette
and Jim
right after this.
90 Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette
and Jim.
Today we're talking about the E6 method, or E6 Excellence business book, on how to coach individuals and teams by putting your house in order. We're kind of giving examples of the E6, the E. There's six E words. The E words represent E6, and each of those are a different part of the house. And if you remember the house, you'll then be able to remember each of those different words. Again, the front door of the house being the, what is it?
Expect.
Your vision and your goals being set, the culture, what you want is being set up front. The first thing is that front door, the first thing you see. So let's continue on. The next thing we're going to talk about is equip. The second E is equip. Equip with resources and processes. You need to identify the key resources that you need, tools and standardized processes. And again, this sounds like it's for business, but it's also for you personally. Optimize your environment and be well prepared. And I'm gonna stop there for a moment. We talk about that. You know, I know people that they have an old car and it's just on the verge of breaking down. They want to do well at their job, and they're always worried about their car breaking down. They're constantly having issues with their car. And you want to take these things off the table that will disrupt your progress. So one of the things that we talk about with equip is maybe for your job, not having to worry about your car, but having a good, low-cost, reliable means of transportation is equipping you. As well as maybe having the right computer. Maybe that's a computer for home so you can do online research. You can, if you're doing classes online, you can do that online as well. Mm-hmm. That you have to look at what is equipping you in those areas. The environment, optimizing your environment may mean moving closer to where you are going to school, or maybe where you work, or maybe loved ones.
So how about these resource in relationship?
So resources in relationship or resource in business? For in relationship, resources could be, you know what, I'm going to join a couples group. If I'm in a couple and I want to learn more about relationships, and I want to do more with other people, and I want to do more with my partner, I may join a couples group, and that might be a resource. I might go to therapy, but maybe you can look at therapy as being something different. You know, we're trying to figure things out in our life. Let's go to therapy. Well, let's not go to therapy. Let's look at what we like doing. We like dance. Okay. You know what therapy is going to be for us? We're going to join a dance class.
I guess that could be a resource. Also, we can do the inventory of your tools. So people, everybody have tools. So my tools for dancing because I like to dance, or my tool for painting or write books. So maybe I be involved in the club for writers, you know. So is I guess also the tool that you have personal can be your EQ.
So you evaluate what you have and what's missing and what you need to. So it's another gap analysis mm-hmm. here. We're seeing what's missing that allows us to get to where we need to be. So research on this is the availability of resources and effective procedures. It's actually knowing how to do something increases the efficiency and reduces work stress. This also is for personal stress. The right work instructions reduce physical and mental workload. That's from the January 2024 CHRP Conference on Manufacturing Systems in South Africa, a little conference. If we look at that personally, what does that mean? That if you are trying to make a recipe and you actually have the recipe, it allows you to carry that out much more easily. Having the correct procedures for something.
Yeah, typical, I go to my standard, but the section 7 and ISO is about resource. Mm. And then you include infrastructure, you include equipment, also you include awareness, competency the people have. So these all elements can be the balance or the inventory that you need to know what you need, what you have.
So part of this, and we'll get to education later, but part of this equipping is, are there things missing in your own internal set of instructions that you could be better at in order to do something easier and simpler? Like if every time we're going to change the filter on our refrigerator, I forget how to do it, and then I start looking for the instructions, whereas if I know that on YouTube in 10 seconds I can find the instructions, I can use that as a resource. So I know that YouTube and Google is a resource for me. And I remember one of our friend's children wanted to change the light bulb in their car and they didn't know how to do it. Yet they can look up anything on the computer, but they wouldn't look up how to change the light bulb on their car in the computer. So the point is that what resources are available for you to be able to do something more effectively, more efficiently, reduce the stress of not being able to do something. And a resource could be someone else to do it for you. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, at some point, maybe I should not cut our lawn anymore. Oh, wait, I don't. You know, what is the resource? Someone else cuts our lawn. Because I am better off and more valuable doing something else that I do, and they're more valuable doing something that they're an expert in. I think that works that way. And how do we remember equip? So we went from the front door, let's go to the garage. The garage is where we keep our equipment. Thank you. I hit the wrong button again. I can't believe this, baby. What's going on? My procedures are bad today.
Your equipment is not working.
My equipment is not working. My equipment, not the actual equipment, but me, myself. It's the head cold. Machinery, materials, tools, processes and procedures, environment, protection. So like in a company, it's just the PPE. But the garage is where we have, quote, our equipment. If we have sporting equipment, if we play a sport, we've got a car to go to work. We have, just to remind us, is that in order to equip ourselves in any aspect of our life, the garage is the part of the home that's to remind us of equipment and tools and procedures. That gets us there. The next one that we have is number 3. Evaluate. What is number 3?
Evaluate.
This is where you actually evaluate the performance and skills of yourself. You measure your progress with key performance indicators. What are the key performance indicators? My salary, maybe that's one. The amount of times I go out a year with my wife, that's going to be another one. How many days we have vacation? Where am I missing skill gaps? How and why? Well, it actually helps us into developing training programs. So when we understand where we're missing, where we have something missing in our life, and again, how this relates to companies is you look at the workforce, you look at the people who are there, you look at what you're trying to achieve, you look at what people are capable of achieving, and you see the gap, and that gives you insights on how to develop a training course. Do that for yourself, and you'll determine what training courses you may need. We like doing our own taxes, so we can go online and take a course on basic accounting, on basic tax strategies, on something that helps us to do that. Or we look for additional resources instead of looking at where we're missing something, instead of trying to take it on ourselves, look for a resource that can do it for us. The highlights of that for Evaluate are feedback. Driven evaluation improves job performance. So if you have your own feedback or feedback from others to evaluate how you're doing will improve your job performance as you learn where you're missing stuff and you need to learn and improve. Learning outcomes and personal growth are also benefited by that. When we emphasize quality and include developmental components, that especially is helpful in giving better job performances by focusing on the quality aspects of what we do. That came from the December 2023 issue of Current Psychology. So where do you think we go when we evaluate? We go to what we talk about as a home office. Our home office is where we now are thinking. We have our computer to do research. We can take a look, a step back at all the other aspects of our life and see, you know, so in case of a business, we evaluate, we do a job analysis. We look at all the aspects of a job that we're supposed to be doing, and then we look at our strengths in those areas and are we capable of doing it? Again, what are the key performance indicators? Maybe that's, you know, you look at it as far as a company, an individual, and or a couple. What are the key performance indicators for us?
I guess for us, couple is the balance between healthy, travel, and relax, enjoy food, exercise. So you have some balance in all these areas, and then you establish some targets. So how many days you do exercise, how many days you rest.
Okay.
How many days you read a new book, or you enjoy the beach, go to the park, something like that.
So something that bothers me sometimes is on the weekend, the more time we spend in front of the computer. And I know sometimes I'll spend a lot of time on this show in front of the computer, and sometimes it becomes, wait, it's my weekend. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing that? Well, because there's a benefit to doing it as well. So you have to weigh that out. And then, so Saturday, if we can avoid being on the computer, avoid being on the computer on Saturday, right?
No computer, no phone.
No computer, no phone. Oh, what's funny is I showed up at work yesterday morning to look at some stuff, and I left my phone at home, which was kind of interesting. So for 2 hours, I didn't have my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And luckily, no one called me. But the point was is that sometimes being absent, being absence of technology helps you more clearly think about things.
Yeah.
You don't have the interruptions. So again, we talked about the three things so far. The expect, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Front door, expect. It sets the expectations. Mm-hmm. Number two, equip, mm-hmm. Right? The equip was the garage where we have our tools and resources. We then had three, which we're on now, evaluate, which is our home office where we do the evaluation. What do you think's next here on this list? See if we can get to the next one here. Oh, emote. So I've changed this from emotional intelligence to emote in order to be keeping with this simple single E-letter word, emote. But this is where we're to develop emotional intelligence. It's to actually understand what it is, which is the ability to focus on one's own emotional state as well as the emotional signals that others are displaying in the dynamic context of an interaction. Then, and thereby managing the emotions of that situation to get the best outcome for everyone. It is to, the emote also is to understand and leverage your personality traits and practice empathy and emotional regulation. Let's talk about leveraging your personality traits. Mm-hmm. Emotional intelligence, we can talk about building and all that, but personality trait leverage, meaning if I know that I'm an introvert or an extrovert, that in a given situation, using emotional intelligence, I may understand that my normal way that I want to react with people, whether it be introverted or extroverted, may not be correct or right for that situation. So I should be able to leverage, if I know I need somebody who's a real extrovert for this situation, I may pull in a resource using my emotional intelligence to know that I can't manage this without someone else. Mm-hmm. And I know from my personality traits and their personality traits. So now I'm taking three things here. I'm taking the using my emotions, my emotional intelligence, to be able to take a resource to help impact a given situation in the way that I want the expected outcome, which is, you know, based upon our vision, our expectation, our goals. Yes. So these things all tie together. That if we have a vision of what our outcome needs to be, I can use my emotional intelligence to find the right resource, which is the right, quote, equipment, could be a different person, and bring them in. So
it's a mixed cycle.
It's a big cycle. High emotional intelligence correlates with better relationship management and decision making. Emotional intelligence plays a strong role in leadership and success. That was from the February 2024 International Journal of Scientific Research. That's spelled a little bit wrong, though. International.
Because it's international or interaction.
Interrelational. Yeah. International.
The multi-people. That's what it culture, is. Culture, countries, and relationships.
So where do you think emotions come from? And I want to say, if you think emotion comes from your heart or from the bacteria in your stomach, and we've had that conversation too, right? That it's kind of can be a combination of all that. That it is the basement. It's the foundation of us. It's our soul in a certain way. That emotion is really tied to soul. That our emotions can be triggered at an innate level. But it is the building block. The emotional intelligence, personality traits, innate strengths we put in the basement of the house. It's what holds up the house. That personality traits, and if we talk about some of them, let's talk about neuroticism. Being neurotic, being very emotional, reactive, and reacting in the wrong way. If we know we are that way, we have to figure out how to not be that way. But that can cause everything we want to build. We start building something and then act out of character because our personality can't handle what we're trying to do. Then everything can crumble down because the foundation was built incorrectly. So understanding our own personality and trying to stay congruent with it is important.
Yeah, recognize your emotion in the place and the moment with the people.
Yep. So, can we change our personality? What do you think?
Yes.
We can. We can change our personality. It takes time. We can't just instantly do it because we'll feel it's an act if we instantly do it. But over time, we can work on our personality. We can work at becoming more of an extrovert. We can say hello to more people. We can ask people how their weekend was. We can, how are you doing? We can be more of an extrovert. Mm-hmm. Or introvert, if we talk all the time,
be more quiet.
We can listen more. So we can, over time, develop these personalities, but we have to understand ourselves in order to do that. We have to understand who we are in order to decide what we want to do to change. All right, next.
Next is step five.
Step five, we're going to talk about educate. So we want to develop skills and culture, build a skill-based learning program, foster continuous learning culture. And we're going to do all that. We're going to talk about all that when we come back on 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
90 Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Today we're talking about E6 Excellence, the book that was originally built for business, for human resources, and for getting your house in order at a company. developing a set of employees with better skills who are better suited and fit with the jobs they have. It's really ridden around human resources and psychological learnings from a PhD study in psychology. In any case, we started there, but we're moving this into from business to us personally in relationships as well as in our own personal goal-driven desire to be successful in whatever it is that we're trying to achieve. We were talking about education as the next E. This is where we develop the skills and the culture. We build skill-based learning programs based upon the gaps that we were seeing and what we need to improve upon. We want to foster a continuous learning culture within ourselves, within our relationship. And the research highlight there is continuous education leads to enhanced job satisfaction, adaptability, and innovation. There is a positive correlation between effective skill development practices and employee job satisfaction. And that was from the April 2024 International Journal of Scientific Research. But going back to this, that it's not only better job satisfaction, but it's if it's just for your own, the education of yourself for your own well-being also helps with life satisfaction, relationship satisfaction.
Yeah.
General satisfaction.
Yeah, the point is how you measure the satisfaction.
How to measure it. Mm-hmm. Well, you can either just say, I feel good, I feel happy, I feel healthy. Or you have your key performance indicators where you can say, I'm a 8 out of 10 here, so therefore I'm an 8 out of 10. Well, how does that actually make you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
But the point is you need to recognize, because if you live the life that you don't want to thinking about your satisfaction, your own satisfaction, so maybe you have many, many good things, and you don't do the thinking and balance, you know? So I recommend sometimes the people doing the before go to bed or in the bed before sleep, they inventory what I did today. I feel satisfaction with my action. So
yeah. The other is people ask, what are you thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not thankful for something, what would make you thankful for it?
Yeah.
What would improve your satisfaction and thanks? So where does education take place? In the house scenario, we put it as the roof of the house. We're growing the house. We're making the roof higher, the roof, the attic, which is our brain where we have stuff stored. We're looking at an individual development program for ourselves. During COVID is when I learned more about the guitar. So that was mine. It was like, I want to improve on the guitar. And so I practiced almost daily for about 10 minutes only a day, but learned new skills. Skill and knowledge-based job training, if you're doing this for a job or helping out a company, or if it's your own company. Or maybe within your relationship, you want to do skill and knowledge-based relationship training. Cultural elements and expectations. This is where you can educate yourself on the culture that you want to involve in your own life, in your family. I want a culture of love between my wife and I. So we focus on those type of things that draw us closer together.
Yeah.
Those experiences. And what else was there? Co-create. Co-create individual and team and company and couple goals and educational programs for where we should go, what we should learn.
And also in the house when we work in team, just for fixing simple stuff, you know, if we want to improve your gardener or your backyard or any kind of working home and you work in team, you feel that your house is part of your life and increase the integration for relationship.
So do people normally do all six of these E6 steps anyway? They just aren't maybe aware that they're doing them?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So what we're teaching a lot of times is what you're doing already, but maybe never categorize them.
Or have a process.
Or have a process to make sure you're... Because when you see that there are these six steps and you can focus on all of them, if you're missing one, that might be an area that helps you more. You know, whether it's like, you know what, I never set my vision and goals. I never set my expectations. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I haven't set myself on an automatic path of attainment. That once I do that, then these other things follow. Or I'm not educating myself. I have my goal and visions, but I haven't actually sought more education in an area that's going to help me.
And this is sometimes the routine make that you work on do anything and not thinking what is your real target in the life. So I see people in the 40s and the 50s or 60s feel empty. You say, okay, I am tired. What is my achievement? If you use this step, maybe you figure out where you are and where you want
to
go.
So if you don't use these six E's, you get to the seventh E of empty. Maybe. That's what it is. What else do we have here on? Oh, we're doing number six now, right? The sixth E, very important, which is called engage. Foster engagement and recognition. That if it's within a company, you want to recognize people in the company, you want to engage with them and work with them. The psychosocial benefit of having positive interaction with others, as well as recognizing their talent, success, and create a supportive network and encourage teamwork amongst, say, you as a couple, you as your friends, you within a company, and implement regular feedback and celebrate successes. The celebration of successes, this is one which is the second aspect. I'm going to get into it in a minute here, but just remember that celebrate successes. And again, that's why we said, remember with SMART goals, having achievable goals, being able to achieve them, recognize that you achieved them, and celebrate that success. Huge benefit in doing it, and here's why in a second. That the research highlight on this is employee engagement correlates positively with productivity, job satisfaction, and overall well-being. Oh, here's a study, November 2023. Dopamine neurons encode a multidimensional probabilistic map of future reward. That's a big statement there. I'll say it one more time. Dopamine neurons in our brain encode a multidimensional probabilistic map of future reward. Based upon what our brain is thinking right now, the neurons in our brain are getting these, the dopamine neurons that are seeing what's happening in our brain are going, if I continue down this path, the likelihood of me getting dopamine released, getting a reward, is higher. Therefore, I'll go down that path. This is huge. This is a huge scientific breakthrough that I don't think we talk about. But this is why rewarding small successes is incredible.
Yeah.
Because we're training our brain, the dopamine neurons in our brain, to help push our brain to make smart decisions that get us to these little levels, steps of success. And once we start training our brain to do that, not only with the vision and goals, but by rewarding those little steps along the way, our brain will seek that pleasure out automatically. And by celebrating success, we program our brain to seek and see success as a pleasure. The back of the house. If you have a jacuzzi, a pool, a barbecue, an area where you socialize with others, it's where you get to sit back and reap the rewards of what you've done, what you've succeeded with your partner, with your family, with your friends. And now you're engaging in celebrating the benefit of doing all this other work. The enjoyment that you get from engaging with others in your successes while you're getting your successes will lead to more and future successes. Mm-hmm. The problem we have is if we set goals too high, we don't get the intermediary successes. We're training our brain that even though it's trying to do something good, it's not going to get any dopamine released. And therefore, why should I even bother doing it? Mm-hmm. But if you know, if I get out of bed today and I go one step closer to my success, I'm going to treat myself to something nice. You start training your brain to push you to get out of bed because you're motivating yourself. Self-motivation isn't it is discipline, but it's also creating our own programs and patterns for future behavior.
And also it's engaged with yourself. Commitment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing about engage. Let's talk about that, is that the engagement, right? It is almost a promise, right?
So yeah, it's when you have commitment with your own plan.
So it's engaging with others, but now look at it as engage, like you were just talking about, is, you know, you've got the engagement ring. Mm-hmm. It is a promise for a future. And if you look at a ring, it's a complete circle. It's the beginning and the end, and it continues, just like the E6 cycle. Program future positive behavior. This is learning to predict rewards is a fundamental driver of adaptive behavior. This goes back to the dopamine neurons. Learning to predict rewards is a fundamental driver of adaptive behavior. This is so important. Midbrain dopamine neurons play a key role in learning by teaching recipient circuits the expected rewards given current circumstances and actions. By taking time to celebrate small successes, you program your brain to work toward creating your ideal future. Again, the dopamine neurons teach the recipient circuits in our brain the expected rewards. Basically, it does a multidimensional calculation instantaneously all the time. It continues to do it. Of, if I go down this path, here is how the circumstances and actions may lead towards the benefit, will lead towards the rewards. And by using this programming technique, again, this complete circle of E6, it is incredibly powerful. So let's go back to the E6. Expect, setting a clear mission. Use SMART goals and guide your journey. Equip, gather the right tools, resources, and processes to support your mission. Evaluate, regularly measure progress using key performance indicators of your success, whether that's relationship, personal, or business. Emote, develop self-awareness, empathy, and emotional regulation. Educate, cultivate a learning culture, and build an individualized development plan. And finally, engage, foster a supportive environment with teamwork, feedback, and recognition, as well as commitment.
Commitment,
right? Engage. Yeah. How can you have an engagement without a commitment?
Yes. One has to be with the other.
It does. In fact, thank you. I remember when I had to bring your family, all those cows and chickens, that there was a big commitment. The dowry. The engagement dowry.
Okay.
All right. That didn't happen. Almost happened. And I think if we just go back, what are the 6 steps someone can take now? Here they are. Number 1, define your mission and vision, what to expect. Write down a personal mission and vision statement that reflects your core values and long-term goals. This will provide guiding direction for your decisions and actions. 2, identify key resources. List the essential tools, materials, or skills you need to reach your goals. Identify which ones you already have and which ones you need to acquire or improve. This includes people. Assess your progress, which is number 3. Evaluate. Evaluate where you stand today by reviewing past achievements and setting measurable short-term goals. Track your progress with simple KPIs to help you adjust and improve. And on our second set of 3 for getting to 6, enhance self-awareness. Work on your emote. Reflect on recent emotional responses and identify triggers or patterns. Consider journaling or talking with a trusted friend to gain clarity on your emotional strengths and areas for improvement. Number 5, set learning objectives. Educate. Outline a few specific skills or knowledge areas you want to improve. Research relevant courses, books, or resources. So start learning and schedule a dedicated time for personal development, like I did on guitar. Number 6, strengthen connections, engage, commit, reach out to a colleague, friend, or mentor to offer support, or catch up. Building and nurturing supportive relationships foster engagement, satisfaction, and teamwork. Remember to celebrate small successes. So small successes. So we want to program our mind by setting the vision, goals, mission, to set ourselves on an automatic achievement and focus on the path. And program our mind with the dopamine neurons to give ourselves expectation of benefit and reward when we do small successes on the way to the goals that we're trying to achieve.
So we have to celebrate that we finished the show.
Congratulations. Thank you for listening to 90
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.